SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
नमस्कार, SBS हिंदी पर मैं हूं आपके साथ अनीता बरार। पिछले महीने 19 नवंबर को प्रधानमंत्री एंथनी एल्बनीसी और भारत के प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने रियो डी जनेरियो G20 शिखर सम्मेलन के दौरान दूसरे ऑस्ट्रेलिया भारत वार्षिक शिखर सम्मेलन का भी आयोजन किया। दोनों देशों ने आधिकारिक तौर पर रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी पार्टनरशिप की शुरुआत की, जो सोलर पैनल, हरित हाइड्रोजन ऊर्जा भंडारण, नवीनीकरण ऊर्जा परियोजनाओं और संबद्ध क्षेत्रों में दो तरफा निवेश यानी टू वे इन्वेस्टमेंट में रूपरेखा के अलावा भविष्य की रिन्यूएबल वर्कफोर्स के लिए कौशल प्रशिक्षण भी होगा। जैसा कि हम जानते ही हैं, रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी पर यूएन सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल में ऑस्ट्रेलिया का लक्ष्य 2030 तक उत्सर्जन में 43% की कमी लाना और 2050 तक शुद्ध शून्य उत्सर्जन प्राप्त करना है। उधर भारत भी 2030 तक कार्बन उत्सर्जन में कमी लाने और 2070 तक शुद्ध शून्य उत्सर्जन प्राप्त करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है। इसी समझौते को लेकर बात की है फेडरल मिनिस्टर फॉर क्लाइमेट चेंज एंड एनर्जी ऑनरेबल क्रिस बॉवन के साथ और ये पूछने पर कि इस समझौते में ऑस्ट्रेलिया के लिए क्या नए अवसर दिख रहे हैं, उन्होंने बताया।
I think there's good opportunities for Australia and India because we are on a similar journey in very different circumstances. But you know, we recently put our 4 millionth solar installation in Australia, millionth, and Prime Minister Modi has an ambition for India of 10 million in a country with much bigger population, for example. But we have learned some things as we've undertaken those 4 million installations. And the things we can work on together are things around supply chain and labour force, building future skills, and removing barriers to two-way investment. These are the sorts of things in the agreement that Minister Joshi and I have been asked by Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Albanese to work together.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कई महत्वपूर्ण खनिजों का भंडार है जिसकी भारत को अपने स्वच्छ ऊर्जा लक्ष्यों को पाने के लिए आवश्यकता है। भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच पहले से ही ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स इन्वेस्टमेंट पार्टनरशिप मौजूद है, तो उनसे ये भी पूछा कि क्या इसमें कोई नई रणनीति लाई जा सकती है।
That's separate. So this is really about renewable energy. It's related to critical minerals, but this particular agreement is separate. So Minister King and her counterpart are working together on critical minerals, but Minister Joshi and I are working together here on renewable energy, green hydrogen and solar.
If you talk about Make in India and Future Made in Australia, they are very similar, and we talk about strengths for the both the countries. So what are the challenges you see to achieve the targets in this new partnership deal?
I think that's why the partnership is so important, because the challenges are similar. We have to move away from the situation where 99% of our solar panels come from China. We have to work on supply chain resilience. It's nothing against China. We just have to have more sources, you know, more diverse sources. That's good for India and good for Australia. You're right. Future Made in Australia and Make It in India are very similar. That's why the partnership's important. Challenges include, as I said, labour force, getting the skills. That's a good problem to have. We're going to need lots of workers, but we have to train those workers. And sharing notes on that is important. Within the partnership, we will examine the idea of an India-Australia Renewable Energy Academy. So working together to train people together, this is not final, but that's some of the things, that's one of the things we'll be considering, for example.
Yeah, so there will be new areas also. So would there be any new incentives for diaspora, exporters and importers?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is an incentive, I think. We're not looking at particular incentive payments, but the whole partnership, and the diaspora is a very big part of it. One of the reasons we can do this is that there are so many Indian Australians and so many Indian Australians working in renewable energy. I mean, everywhere I go in renewable energy, I find Australians of Indian background working in the sector. So we saw that as a good opportunity to capitalise on that and take this partnership. Well, one of the things, again, in the partnership is government to government, but it's also what we call 1.5 track. So it's government working with the sector, with industry, with the peak groups. Smart Energy Council has done a lot of work in India. The 1.5 track is the way that the diaspora could probably get involved most intensively.
Yes, correct. We talked about solar panels, and typically they last for 20 to 30 years. So has there been any comprehensive plan for a circular economy, like energy waste, which will be happening a lot, not now, but maybe in 20 to 30 years' time?
Yes, we're doing a lot of work on that, and solar panels can be recycled, but it's harder. But the technology is improving all the time, it's just like cars. When the car was invented in the 1920s, some people said, "Oh, this is going to be terrible, going to fill up landfill." Of course, we find ways and build technology, and the more solar panels we have, the more commercial it becomes to recycle them.
Yes, and lastly, any message for diaspora, business community?
Well, there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening between Australia and India, and there's a lot this diaspora can be involved in, and we welcome that involvement.
Thank you, Honourable Chris Bowen, sparing this time for SBS Hindi. We truly appreciate your time. Thank you.
My great pleasure, Anita. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
यानी ऑस्ट्रेलिया भारत को अपनी सप्लाई चेन को मजबूत करने और वैश्विक विनिर्माण केंद्र बनने में मदद कर सकता है. भारत में नवीनीकरणीय ऊर्जा में तकनीकी प्रतिभा का एक बड़ा भंडार है और स्किल्ड वर्कफोर्स भी बढ़ रही है, तो इस साझेदारी से ऑस्ट्रेलिया और भारत रिसर्च और इनोवेशन पर सहयोग कर सकते हैं. व्यवसायों के लिए कई अवसर पैदा हो रहे हैं. SBS रेडियो से इस पॉडकास्ट को डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. विभिन्न विषयों पर रोचक जानकारी भरे हमारे पॉडकास्ट सुने sbs.com.au/hindi पर. हिंदी पेज के लिए हमारे वेब पेज पर दाहिनी ओर हिंदी को चुनें.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.